This is the SML Podcast.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like it matters anymore. There's two shows left.
It's true. And this is one.
Welcome to the Fuck It All Podcast.
Basically.
He's Pappy.
Everybody.
I'm Joe.
I'm Kunal.
Yes.
And our special guest here is Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Confused
Kunal. Kunal's like, wait, what? I don't get it.
I guess it's because we called it the Fuck It All Podcast instead of what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
I'm Papito.
SML I'm Podcast.
Still I'm still Chris.
We think we're getting two other people joining us sometime, but we've been farting around on Skype for about 20 minutes and no one's shown up yet. So, what's up, Kunal? What's up, you traitorous son of a bitch?
Oh, calm down. He didn't make it to anything.
You pack South attending son of a bitch.
I know. Trust me, I'm still regretting it.
You pack South attending, PS4 owning son of a bitch traitor. Yeah.
Oof.
There's a lot of charges in there.
Thanks
for coming on our podcast. We're just going to throw insults at you for the next hour.
Oh, that's cool.
It's okay. They're justified.
So how is your traitorous son of a bitch ass doing?
How was PAX?
PAX South?
Yeah.
It sucked. To be honest.
Do tell.
That's what you get
when you let.
Well, you know what's funny? I was down there for the one-up show and Sortech. I was doing both things down there. And the entire time, my entire Facebook, Twitter, everything was flooded by people having fun at MAGFest.
And you were just watching your phone.
Yeah, and all my friends were like texting me. It sucked. It was horrible, comparably. I had a few friends out there that I knew in the South, Jay Semrad from Red Faction Audio, and a couple of others. But
You were there with the One Ups, so
yeah, the One Ups. A couple of X-Strike guys were there.
Really?
But,
which ones?
Yeah,
I was gonna say I thought I saw all of them.
Oh no, I thought one was there, but I could be wrong. I don't remember. But yeah, it was okay. It was okay at best. It was kind of a very weird layout. It was not as much happening as at MAGFest. And of course, like the big thing that makes MAGFest a magical place is that all of your friends are there. So you're constantly going, dude, I haven't seen you in a year every single time you turn a corner. And so that wasn't happening. It just wasn't.
It is weird. Yeah, I find when I go to other conventions and stuff, it's like, okay, well, saw the dealer room, saw the exhibits, went to one or two panels. All right, time to go home.
I don't have any friends here. Nothing's worth sticking around for.
Even it's not even that. It's like even if I know people or go with people, it's like, okay, well, there's no parties going on. We don't, you know, it's nothing really awesome after hours. Let's just go to bed.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, like we hung with the bands who, you know, there were only like four bands there. So it wasn't even like a ton of people. And we just kind of tried to find good tech. It was surprisingly hard to find.
You know what we did at MAGFest?
Oh, God.
We had a good fucking time.
But it's maybe just one of those absence makes the heart grow fonder. And
maybe it's just one of those days.
Well, you don't want to wake up.
He just crop dursted.
I missed everything this year. I missed MAGFest. I missed GDC, and I missed PAX East. So I all the stuff I usually go to, completely ditched it this year, and am regretting it. So,
Mel, do you want to know what the SML
cheers.
Podcast missed?
What did it miss?
The majority of March.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it is presently the 10th of March, but when you hear this, it's going to be early April.
Considering Joe has no interwebs.
Yeah, my ISP, when we called them and said we wanted to upgrade to a commercial class internet so that I wouldn't have to deal with their bullshit limits as badly, they instead disconnected us completely. And now we're not going to have internet until the 24th.
Because according to Service Electric, not having them is an upgrade.
True.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah, we're paying we're getting slower speeds, and they still shut us off until the 24th. Because that's the earliest someone could come out. So if you're wondering why you haven't seen a podcast before last week's episode aired, which is going to be like the 27th or something.
Numbers.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Numbers make numbers.
Numbers.
We've missed numbers. You.
We've missed you. And then you're going to miss us again.
Guess what? By the time you're hearing this, our show's done.
It's true.
So don't email us because fuck you. We're not going to read it.
Fuck you, San Diego.
Go fuck yourself.
San Diego, go fuck yourself.
No, that's what it was. That's right.
How about all those games that just recently came out, like Battlefield and Final Fantasy Type Zero?
And the Handsome Jack collection.
Yeah. Oh, wait, it's April now. Neverwinter's been a blast, right, guys?
Right? Dude, it's so much fun. I can't stop playing it.
Kunal, did you buy an Xbox One in the 3 weeks since this recording?
I bought one and my PS4 broke 3 times in the last recording of this one.
All right, I got a Big Daddy Norg online.
Okay.
To Adam?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, snap.
Oh, my God. I'm just looking at this cover.
You didn't have any other invites?
No. Jesus Christ.
Well, Snapple Man was supposed to invite to join us, but...
Well, I get a busy line from Norg.
Maybe he's calling Snapple Man.
Maybe.
His cover is the best.
Are you seeing that?
No.
Yeah, Stan Bush.
Stan Bush, yeah. Like, for those of you who can't see the podcast, he's got a Stan Bush album as a cover, and then he didn't answer the phone.
And for those of you still not listening to our podcast, fuck you.
And you never knew.
Then you don't know.
You don't know us. We do what we want.
We run with a lot of gangs.
All the gangs.
We run with the Mag Gang.
We run with one.
Yes.
Actually, my gang is headed by...
I run with gang.
Ellen DeGeneres.
No, it's the Lesbian Friends gang.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag.
Ellen. Swag, 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 swag. Oh, God, ring, ding, ding, your girlfriend.
God, so that's an actual song for those of you who are Yousef, lucky enough to not know that.
Yousef was the one that showed it to me.
Yes. It's amazingly terrible, and that guy made more money than any of us last year.
God,
what is it called? Swag. What's the name of the song?
Ellen DeGeneres. It's by Lil B. L-I-L space B.
I hope you're looking it up right now, Kunal.
I hope he is, too.
I am totally looking it up right now.
Play it loud enough for your microphone to pick it up.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
Right, God. It's an actual song.
It's a song.
I'm going to try Norg again because I'm horrified that Kunal is just being ruined before our very eyes.
Well, he would have been ruined quicker had he come to MAGFest.
Plus, he owns a PS4. Because the funny thing is already
Kunal,
gone.
This joke is 2 MAGFests old already.
What was the
point? No, it was the summer one. That was the summer one.
Right. I'm counting that as 2.
Because we were out. Yeah, we were outside having our vapes
the
and
fest
cigarettes
and a half
and
ago.
Yes.
This is after Pixel Noir's successful Kickstarter.
Yes.
That's what that's at. Yep.
Which we're taking credit for.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks guys for that. No, I really appreciate the help. It really helped us get there.
Hey, I tried giving you my money.
Yeah, and that's I'm in the same boat with Jake Kaufman's thing, Nuren. I gave him lots of my money, and he doesn't seem enough people.
It's going to work. Can you hear me?
It's working. Are you there?
Yay, we have a Norg.
Crap.
Crap.
Well, we have a Norg. I don't know if he has us.
Nope, we lost a Norg. Call dropped.
Oh,
yay.
No.
Well, he said he didn't know if it was going to work.
He did say that right before he disconnected.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Norg.
Just try it again. So what is there to talk about this week?
Stuff.
Our show is ending.
So, Kunal, what do you plan on doing for the rest of the year?
For the rest of the year?
Yeah, like, do you have any other shows or, you know, events you plan on getting to, or are you just...
I'm actually going to be doing a few shows with the One-Ups at a few different conventions.
You guys going back to Mexico this year?
No, I would love to go. Like, so I haven't gone to Mexico with them yet. They did two tours without me. And I told them, like, listen, if you go back to Mexico and I'm not there, I'm a knife a bitch. Like, what the hell? So anyway, yeah, they have strict orders to not go to Mexico unless I'm there.
Nice.
But I'm trying to find reasons for people to come to Vegas. Since I've been here, the only person who made it through was Danimal Cannon.
Hello? Dang it.
Oh, it works. God damn it. That sucks.
Well, he can't. I don't think he can hear us.
No, because he hung up. This is magical.
That's the funniest.
So
part.
I
just want the entire show to be us talking for a minute. Hello? God damn it! And he's gone. Norg, ladies and gentlemen. This is the SM. Can you hear me? Hello?
Welcome.
God
to
damn it!
It's that lawnmower.
It is.
You can't do a podcast while doing a lawnmower.
Like, I want that to happen so bad.
I do too, actually.
Seriously, what are you people going to do? Are you going to stop listening to us?
He could in one more episode.
Yeah, but next episode has the iDarb gang, so.
Which, yeah, if you don't listen to that one, then you're dumb.
Yeah, and possibly Kunal if I could convince him to come up here next weekend. Or next week. Whatever.
Next Thursday.
You bastard.
He could celebrate my birthday and the death of the podcast.
At the same time.
Yes. The brutal death. The murder.
Because I'm celebrating the podcast ending next Tuesday by working 60 hours from Wednesday to Sunday next week.
Nice.
So, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty damn excited about that. Yeah.
It's
pretty cool because I'm working Operation Stand Down where we help military veterans.
Hello?
Yo.
Hello?
Hi. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Penis.
What in the...
Nah.
So many sounds.
So many sounds.
The microphone was in his pants.
George, but, can you hear us?
No, he's out.
God damn it.
This is the best. This is the podcast.
Yay, Ashley figured out how to find the game on Xbox.
Which game?
We just had an email tune go off, and it was a Microsoft purchase confirmation for Ori and the Blind Forest, which by the time you hear this has been out for a month.
Hi, Norg. You should hold on to the microphone when you're
talking.
Hi,
Norg's pants.
Norg.
Nope.
Darn it. There we go. We heard
something.
Literally
setting my...
We can hear you. God damn it. We can hear you.
I guess he's resetting his phone. Well, all I heard was, I'm going to try resetting my...
Please don't go to the bathroom. Please don't go to the bathroom. Please don't go to the bathroom.
This is so good.
He's resetting his bowels.
He's resetting his bowels?
Oh, speaking of the game there, Joe, I don't know if you saw the tweet earlier, but Christy... Cat on the Boards just manhandled us in threes.
Nice.
Yeah, it's 60,000 something.
Oh, wow. But guess what? She's not on the Xbox One leaderboard, so... IDGAF.
Doesn't count. Those are the guys for next week, right?
Yes.
I really hope that that's their sequel. Hashtag... I don't give a fuck.
And it's just iDarb with another skin on top of it.
It's just iDarb, but the red box is just the word fuck.
IDGAF RB, I don't give a fucking red ball.
That could work.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I got all sorts of shit to talk about, but none of it has anything to do with video games.
What do you want to talk about?
They announced the albums that are going to be released on Record Store Day, April 18th.
I'm interested in this. Go ahead.
This year, our good friend, Mr. Guy. Yeah.
Mr. Guy.
Helpful.
Yeah, Mr. Guy. I don't know why this opened up the wrong fucking website for me.
User error.
You know, I type in Record Store Day, and instead of recordstoreday.com, it sent me to fucking Stereo Gum.
I have that problem all the time.
But this year's ambassador for vinyl is Dave Grohl.
Interesting.
So, and they had a big old thing at the country's largest record store somewhere in New York or something today, and made the official release of exactly what's coming out this year. And there's very few albums where I'm like, fuck yeah! But maybe that means this year I won't spend $400.
Well, I still have to get my record player serviced.
Why? What happened to it?
It doesn't. The motor's messed up on it.
Can't believe you broke it already.
I barely used it. We used it once, and then she had somebody over, and they were listening to it, and they were using it, and then just the motor just started slowing down.
Those sons of bitches broke your record player.
Yeah, but it wasn't like... That shouldn't happen on the second time you turn the thing on.
I bet their dick was on it, just dragging along.
Oh, shit. Is this working?
Holy shit,
hello?
It's working.
Norg?
Hey!
Oh, my God. You can hear us for the first time, despite the fact that we have you going, dagnabbit, 9 times.
Sweet!
Hello? Hello? God damn it. Right. Click.
Cool. I hope this works. We finally got Norg on, so now we can finally close the show for the day, right?
Yeah.
Excellent.
What's going on with Snapple Man? Snapple Man never requested Pappy, I guess.
I don't know if he got my text message because he's on Skype, though. Let me see if I can find him.
Hey, Chris, do you listen to Ministry?
I do.
They're putting out a patent leather box set.
What?
For Record Store Day. A patent leather box set.
Interesting.
Of 7 albums and 1 LP.
Give me artists at least that are involved.
I'm trying to find. I put up a list at work, and now that list just doesn't exist. Or doesn't exist. Yeah. So it's supposed to be on recordstoreday.com, but they took down their link, and every other link is just, oh, here's what we want to talk about.
Right.
So, I can't get
a master list of everything.
Yeah, Florence and the Machine, I know. Mumford & Sons is always doing something every year.
We need Florence Henderson in the Machine.
The one that got me was Rise Against. They're putting out one.
Ooh, do tell.
I had never heard of them before Joe came and introduced me to them. I somehow just never heard of them and never listened to them.
What are they putting out?
An LP. Duh. If I can find the fucking list, I will tell you.
Most of the time. So Record Store Day is mostly a lot of actual LPs,
yeah,
vinyls.
Yeah.
That are, they do limited prints of or limited runs or...
I'm going to assume you're addressing the audience and not me.
Yeah. They do international. They do national, but then every area in the U.S. gets a limited run. Maine did the white album version of was it Pucifer? No. It's either Pucifer or one of his other 47 bands.
Yeah,
right. But they only in the Southwest. So there were two at Zia Records when I went there, but they both got grabbed up before I got to them. But if you were outside the Southwest, you literally couldn't even bother looking for them because they just weren't.
They just didn't have them around.
Hey, Pappy.
Yeah.
Your mom's a limited run.
Oh, snap.
All right. Here's the big ass list. 311.
Ooh.
The Animals. Sid Barrett, REM. Jeff Beck. Lots of Jeff Beck. Bee Gees for Joe Cam.
Yay.
Some David Bowie. The Buzzcocks. Captain Beefheart. Johnny Cash. Citizen Dick. Yeah. I didn't know that.
All those names are just spectacular.
Yeah, Cypress Hill.
Nice.
The Dan Warhols, the Dead Milkmen.
Ooh.
Hey, now you're talking.
Decemberists, Deep Purple, Jay Dilla,
ooh,
whoever
Deep
he is.
I want a Deep Purple one, actually.
Rise Against is a Eco-Terrorist in Me 7-inch single. Okay.
Some Bob Dylans, Brian Eno. And see, but that's a cool thing, is I've been scrolling down, and I'm only an F. You know, Flaming Lips, Foo Fighters, Government Evil, Grateful Dead.
What on earth are you talking about?
Record Store Day. April 18th is Vinyl Day. So
hot damn.
Yep. Guar, America Must Be Destroyed on vinyl.
Oh, Lord.
That's awesome.
Interpol, Joan Jett, Billy Joel.
That's some good stuff.
Yep. Jurassic 5. Yeah.
That'd be cool, actually.
A lot of the Kinks. A bunch of them.
Nice.
Lil B.
Mastodon, Paul McCartney, Metallica's No Life Till Leather. I don't know.
Oh, that's fucking...
On cassette. On cassette.
They're old first demo with Dave Mustaine on it.
Yeah. Ministry Boss Tones. Oh, the Ministry one is actually a CD box set, huh?
Huh.
Not a vinyl.
What, Boss Tones?
Yeah, one Boss Tones album.
Nice.
Fish, Dolly Parton, Polaris, The Prodigy.
The Prodigy? Yo, I need that.
The Replacements. Reverend Horton Heat is putting... It's
I'd
a rave and beer. It's a 7-inch. Rocky Horror Picture Show, Time Warp EP.
Oh, God.
Dolly Parton, though.
Yeah.
Wow. I have to get that for my mom.
Right.
Simon and Garfunkel, Homeward Bound.
Oh, I found something gaming rated for
the Sons of Anarchy TV series will be on vinyl. I'm not sure how that works.
Nice.
Stone Sour, Stooges, Surfer Blood, Tegan and Sarah. Let's see. There's a couple where it says they're limited run. Yeah. As per our discussion back with the iDarb guys, Cha 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 is actually putting out a vinyl. Yeah. 3! The Ad-Libs, Against Me, Sleep at the Wheel. The downside with these is until almost like a week before, you don't know where they're coming out.
Yeah, that's the bummer.
So if you like Cobra Skulls or Death Wish, you have to live in the right place to get the limited runs.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
That sounds too much like work.
I stand in line about 90 minutes before Zio Records opens. I get 2/3 of what I want, I'll have on my list. Then I drive across Vegas to another store because they open an hour later, and I get one or two of the ones I was missing. And it's worked twice so far.
So, hey, Kunal.
Yo.
349 Xbox One bundle with Halo Master Chief Collection.
And 3 months alive.
And 3 months alive. Now's the time.
The important thing is that there's a band out there called Night Satan. One word.
One word.
Night Satan.
It's who's time, making
who's
sorry,
making
I'm making a smoothie.
I thought somebody was running their lawnmower.
I'm working on that.
Yeah, so
if our show was like this from the beginning, maybe people would listen more.
No, they wouldn't.
This year there's less
and then death. Death for everything.
Andreas sent me a request.
Yeah, that's Snapple
that's
Man.
Him, Adam.
Okay. Let me try and add him to the group call and see if it explodes my Skype.
It probably will.
I can't wait.
I'm all about explosions.
All right. Yep, I hear noises.
Oh, there he is.
Well.
This whole episode is just going to be nothing but just like the most random sounds. Ooh. Like,
what's up, Mr. Snapple Man?
Andreas, don't say those things.
Don't say these things.
Yes.
What's up, fellas? What's going down? Kunal, what's up, dude?
Yo, what up, man?
Chilling. What's up, dude? How you been?
I'm just checking out this track, Ellen DeGeneres by Lil B.
Isn't it amazing?
Wait, weren't you making a smoothie?
While checking out Ellen
Actually,
DeGeneres.
The smoothie was of his phone playing the song because he was that mad at it.
That was just the audio pure. That was what the song sounds like.
Yeah.
To the untrained ear, that's what the song sounds like.
To the trained ear, that's what you do to your ears after you hear that song.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres. Swag. Ellen DeGeneres. Swag.
Oh, God.
First name, Ellen. Last name, Ellen.
Joe, would you like to tell everyone who's now in this wonderful group of wonderful people?
Well, Snappleman just joined us, which listeners would remember him from the MagFest podcast.
The most recent one.
Yay!
Norg is here, hopefully about to do his lawn to see how that sounds over the microphone.
I get it to start up.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
I'm hearing it.
Kunal is still here.
George.
We recognize Kunal as the
fucking iPhone, like walking around mowing his lawn. Yeah,
so basically, more podcasts need to end because this is what happens when you know that you're on your last few episodes. The give a fuck factor
is just
makes things a lot. Like when Conan had his last week on you know, regular TV before he moved to CBS, you know, it was just like, fuck it, what are they going to do, fire me?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
What are people going to do, not listen to the podcast?
Fuck ooh, it. Big deal. You didn't listen to us to start with.
Watch it be like, so. Watch, you know what, this is what's going to happen. So somebody's going to find, like, the archive of, like, all of our episodes and listen from, like, the beginning to, like, now, and they're going to be like, oh my god, this was, like, the greatest podcast ever, this needs to be a thing, and somebody's going to revive it without us knowing, and then all of a sudden, SML Podcast becomes this, like, huge fucking crazy thing, and then, like, we know nothing about it.
Like, oh my god.
Unfortunately, I can't say that this is no one should ever think this is the greatest podcast ever because of those two dudes who had was it Worst Idea Ever, where they watched Grown Ups every single week for a whole year and then podcasted about it.
What?
Yeah. They watched the Adam Sandler legendary classic Grown Ups.
Okay.
And then towards the end, they had to be sober. That was like, you can't get drunk anymore, you know, because you're cheating. So for a whole year, 52 times they watched that. And then this year, they're doing Sex in the City 2.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Sign me up for more of that.
So this is a movie. I see Adam Sandler, Kevin James. I don't know who that is. Chris Rock. David Spade, is he still alive? What the fuck? And Rob Schneider? Are you fucking kidding me?
And Rob Schneider is.
Grown Ups 2 came out last year.
Yeah.
Grown Ups 2 came out last year, so the original was 3 years ago then.
Rob Schneider was alive 3 years ago? Good for him, man.
I believe he's still alive today.
He's still alive now.
But his career's been dead for 15 years.
Right.
Whatever. He's still got more money than I'll ever have, so good for him.
It's true.
That's kind of like when they did the...
David Spade's career died with Chris Farley.
Yeah, that's pretty true,
though.
No, he was on that one
Kevin
TV
James
show.
The guy from King of Queens?
Yeah.
Mall Cop, too.
He was the victim in Hitch.
The victim in Hitch.
Don't ever do that again.
What IMDb has to say about Kevin James here.
Well, Paul Blart 2 comes out in a couple of weeks. I've seen enough trailers for that to last me a lifetime. They were in Vegas now.
Joe Dirt 2 is also happening as well, so there's David Spade.
I am excited about Joe Dirt 2.
Joe Dirt 2 is a
Joe Dirt 2?
Joe Dirtay.
I don't know how they didn't realize from last year that delayed sequels are a bad idea, because Dumb and Dumber 2 flopped, Sin City 2 flopped, 300 2 flopped. Like,
and then you're going to watch and Zoolander 2 is going to totally rake it in.
Well, out of all of those options, Zoolander 2 is the only one I think would have been worth a sequel.
No, they're actually doing it.
They were on. They closed out some Parisian fashion show yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah, they're filming right now.
Sweet.
That's an okay idea for. But yeah, no.
Well, but honestly, yeah, at least now you can do the whole aging model thing and maybe put a spin on it that none of the other sequels bothered to do.
There was no
spin. Biggest problem with all those other sequels was the fact that they're just shitty movies.
Well, Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Clerks 2 did that a little bit, though.
Clerks
2 was amazing.
I didn't care for it that much.
That's because you're a bad person.
I love
Clerks. Clerks 3.
Working on Clerks 3.
Yeah, right after Hit Somebody, which was a movie, and then it was a 3-hour movie, and then it was two movies, and now it might be a TV show. So a
miniseries.
And then what was the thing with the walrus and all
Tusk.
That? Tusk.
Oh my
yes.
god! Fucking
I still
Tusk.
Have to watch Tusk.
Yeah, you do.
You fucking guys watch movies. What's up with that?
I know.
I review film. That's my thing. Like I write for a website specifically as the film guy.
It's going to be a crappy thing to do, having to sit through these terrible movies. I see Ben Stiller on this fucking thing.
Sometimes,
I can't stand that dude.
Sometimes it's worth it. Like, I saw Kingsman. I had no expectations. It ended up being really fun. Sometimes I watch a shitty movie because I enjoy writing a review as an asshole. And Norig needs to buy a new lawnmower.
Yeah, he does.
You're not kidding me.
We're never going to have him actually
He's
mowing the lawn on the show.
He's
going to
lose his cool by the end of this fucking thing.
No, we're just going to have him, like, live podcast him breaking his fucking lawnmower in
fucking
frustration.
Fucking piece of shit. Fucking work, you goddamn lawnmower.
Yeah.
Video games.
Have to check the dipstick. Make sure it's got enough oil.
Got to prime it.
Hey, did you pump it 3 times?
That's what she...
Oh, this one doesn't
Phrasing.
Have a... This one doesn't
Phrasing.
Have a joke.
Phrasing.
You have to choke it and pump it 3 times.
Are we not doing phrasing anymore? Is that just not a thing anymore?
Are we what?
Are we not doing phrasing anymore? Is that
nope.
just not a thing anymore?
Nope. Not at all. Just choke it and pump it 3 times.
Why is Archer so amazing? Can someone please make an Archer game?
Oh my god. Oh my
Archer
god.
Game
you
would
know,
be cool.
Honestly, I just want them to do another Velociraptor episode.
Okay.
Well, that was never on
TV.
Took
the first season, the same guy, the animators of the show, took the first episode ever and put in a Velociraptor in Archer's place, but everyone else's dialogue remained exactly the same.
Yeah, the rest of the show was exactly the same.
Yep. And it was the same. Like it wasn't some fan thing. It was the animators did it. So everyone else is saying the same stuff, but where there's Archer's lines, you just hear ah, ah, ah. And he's a fucking velociraptor in a tactical turtleneck the whole fucking episode.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's
There's
pretty
nothing
amazing.
Wrong with that.
And you would think it would get old by, 10, 15 minutes in, but it doesn't. It stays funny to the very end.
I've never watched that show.
I haven't that either. I keep telling amazing. Myself I'm going to watch it. That and Gumball?
Gumball got canceled, so now you can just watch the whole thing.
Oh, it got canceled?
I think so. The Amazing World of Gumball?
Yeah.
I don't know. I watch kids
shows.
Yeah,
it got canceled. Now you're going to have blue balls while you watch the last aired episode without any fucking resolution.
Blue gumballs.
That. Like, hey, let's play Shenmue in 1999 or whatever and then be fucking assholes for the next 20 years.
I actually really enjoy the DC animated series. Young Justice... Cartoon Network was like, fuck yeah, we're gonna do DC superheroes, the sidekicks, Robin and Aqualad and all of that, and it was actually good, and they canceled it after 2 seasons because, and their actual reason was, even though the show was a hit and actually nominated for fucking awards, it didn't sell enough merchandise.
Nice. Yeah.
That's dumb.
They're like, it's like, come on guys.
All about the merch.
Yeah. Speaking of merch, Adventure Time is going to be a feature-length movie next year.
Yeah.
So for all of you states that have legalized marijuana, you might want to stock up for that one.
Come on over, Andreas.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Let's do this.
Oh, snap.
Hey, he's never heard that before.
I'm down.
Yeah. Uncle O-Snap. That's the only way that I'll accept that.
Uncle O-Snap.
Uncle O-Snap.
My daughter calls him Uncle
O-Snap.
Yeah,
that's what George's daughter calls me. It's fucking hilarious.
Uncle O-Snap.
I love it. Yeah, just straight up with, not even like comedy stuff. She's like, hi, Uncle O-Snap. I'm like, hey, Kira, what's up? She's so sweet, though. It's fucking great. That's my name. As far as she's concerned, that's it. I'm Uncle O-Snap.
Love it.
I'll take it.
I just want to imagine at this point that Norg isn't really going to cut the grass.
He's just trying to get it started.
He just told the wife, it's like, hey, I'm going to go cut the grass. Now he's out in the garage right now doing a podcast. Just been like, oh, I can't get the mower to start. Don't worry, hon. I'm going to keep trying. She's like, you're not doing a podcast with those sons of bitches, are you?
I can already hear how many times he's attempted to turn that lawnmower over.
Just remember, if you keep a steady arm, I know this from experience, you can mow the lawn with a weed whacker.
You can.
Yeah.
You know, the best part is the sticker on the front that says, no prime, no choke, ready start. My ass.
No prime. It will always
choke. How many times have you actually used it, George?
This episode of the SML podcast brought to you by Ready Start Motors.
Four times.
Ready Start quality. From day one.
Yes.
Wait.
Mowing Stow technology by Briggs & Stratton.
So where are you at, Norg, that you're mowing the lawn? Like what state?
I'm in my Washington state.
Okay, so it's already nice enough that you've got grass growing?
It's been nice enough for the last month because we didn't have a winter.
Ah, the East Coast stole your winter, huh?
Like, hey, it right was out raining from under today. Our noses.
I'm sure they would happily give it back to you.
Yeah, yeah,
you
can have it back. I was going to say.
We had half a winter here. It was like one day it's 2 degrees, the next day it's 35. It sucks. I wanted 2 degrees the entire fucking winter.
You can have
I'm
ours.
Fat, and I like it when it's cold.
Yeah, but you're in Brooklyn. You should have gone to Boston.
Fuck Boston, dude.
Dude, if you were in Boston, you'd be buried under the snow.
It's true.
We got all the way down to the 50s last week, and now we're back in the mid-70s. So,
where are you?
Vegas.
Oh, all right.
Vegas, baby.
It's great now, but in like 2 months, it's going to be 115 outside, and I'm going to be expected to go fucking run 2 miles in that shit.
SML across the nation.
Yeah.
SML across the nation, yeah, that's nice.
From Brooklyn to Washington State, we're covering coast to coast.
Oh, God.
Coast to coast. The last podcast was, yeah.
Except the South. Fuck the South.
Yeah. Space Joe, coast to coast.
Well, we had Kunal reporting from PAC South, hating his life.
True.
He gave us the South report. The best part about the whole PAC South like versus... the best part
but was
about...
was it a dirty South report?
Come on.
God, I'm hitting this raspberry seltzer pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yep. Do I have a voicemail?
Is that what you have set to your voicemail?
Yeah. When I miss a call and it hit voicemail, it's just chirp, chirp, chirp.
I totally thought that was you.
It is him.
That's Norg.
Well, I know it. Oh, my
Funny
God.
Funny actors. Adam Sandler's number one.
That never gets old.
For what is that?
He's just blowing a whistle there. It's like the play's over.
No, that was me.
Damn it.
I think, my new voicemail sound is going to be the lawnmower trying to start.
We'll have to isolate that from
number 11.
For what? Most overpaid actors?
Funniest actors.
By who? Ludacris,
Vidal. Yeah.
So as decided
according
by 11-year-olds?
Yeah. It's fucking IMDb. We've got Ashton Kutcher at number 4.
So it's 2003.
David
dude, where's
Spade
my car?
Is still on
where's
the
your
list,
car, dude?
Number 7. That's
yeah,
ridiculous.
It's nice people. Funniest actors in 2003.
Wait, where's Sean William Scott on that list?
Yeah, I know, right?
Will Smith is number 9. I'm down. I'm jiggy with it.
I don't know. I think he had to give up his sense of humor to become a level 15 Thetan.
Is James Vanderbeek on there? James Vanderbeek, my nigga.
Carmen Electra is number 21. I don't even understand
what?
How that works.
She's still riding that sweet Wayne's World gig.
Carmen Electra was in Wayne's World?
Yeah, second one.
No.
That was
Tia Carrera.
Yeah. I don't even fucking know anymore.
Your life is a joke.
My life is a lie.
Fuck you. Holy shit.
How do you not like Ben Stiller? He's
one
of the least offensive on that
no.
list.
Come on, Mower.
Get that guy off my screen. Seriously. Yeah, this is the one time where I've actually like done something that's human. Like I, you know, like people, like actors or whatever. Like, I don't do this normally. You just sit here, I watch anime, I masturbate, and I play guitar. That's that's my
sometimes at the same time, yeah.
Yeah, seriously, like, I don't understand the fucking modern world here. Let me close my browsers and just look at the Skype screen. Pretend that this is This is America.
Quick,
this is
someone change your profile to picture to Ben Stiller. Anime,
and then I realized that I haven't watched any in like a year and a half, so I don't even know what's good anymore.
You strangely feel happier.
Yeah, there's nothing really good. It's just, you know, just there to kill time on like a second monitor while you wait for things to bounce into audio tracks or whatever.
See, I have my three tiers of anime, like the good stuff that I really like. Then there's the comedies, and then there's the because I'm secretly a 13-year-old boy, so, you know, like High School DxD.
Oh, so Chobits.
Chobits, High School DxD, really High School of the Dead.
Whatever makes you happy.
Just pointless movies.
Like the new the new Digimon that they're putting out.
They're doing a new one?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't watch. How am I talking about pointless boobs and then you mentioned Digimon? I'm really not sure where
Like, I'm trying to make that connection right now because that sounds a little fucked up.
Digimon, digital monster.
Wait, you know what?
Or do not.
That's not a good search. I'm not going to.
Rule 34 Digimon. Do it.
Do it.
No, fuck that. I'm too busy trying to figure out why this MacBook only displays proper resolution when I plug into an external display.
Which is good, because that won't get you on a watch list, whereas...
No, it won't. Really, what's this guy doing? We hear you're trying to get some 32-bit color depth out of your screen. We're going to have to take you in for questioning.
You filthy son of a bitch. Please come with us.
Step into the vehicle, sir.
You mean there's something wrong with your Mac and you didn't just go out and buy a new one?
No, this is an old MacBook Pro from like 4 years ago. I'm trying to get to work.
So how many of you guys are saving up for the Apple Watch?
This guy.
I want the $10,000 one.
That's why you're trying to get that 4-year-old MacBook to work so you can afford the $10,000 Apple Watch?
Yeah, exactly.
I've been looking into smartwatches, and of all companies, the one that I'm actually interested in is Asus.
Asus has a smartwatch?
Yeah.
They do.
Huh. And it's actually the one that I'm interested in picking up for myself. It's basically comparable to...
A smartwatch.
Yeah, dude, there's
and
so many.
She thinks it's the most awesome thing alive, and I look at her and I think, why?
Well, here's
what
the thing.
What is the point?
Here's the thing for me. I'm so dumb and deaf that my phone could be at max volume in my pocket and I won't know when it goes off.
Everyone else can hear it.
I can't. So I figured if I have a watch that vibrates, then there's no way I can fucking listen.
Listen.
No, then you would just be asking everyone to call you while you jack off.
Yeah.
Plus the other thing is if you get one with a microphone and you can answer your calls through it, then I would be able to technically use that while I'm driving.
You just want to look like Dick Tracy.
And a little bit of that.
Look like Dick Tracy.
We're talking about dicks right now and Digimon. This is getting a little fucked up.
But like tech-wise, it's pretty much comparable to a Moto 360, sort of.
See, for me, I'm not allowed to wear watches at work because they're arcing hazards.
Right.
So I stopped wearing a watch years ago, and I have no intention of buying one anytime soon.
Well,
you know,
I've
got a clock on my phone.
Yeah, and then the other thing for me is the Asus one, you can use any regular watch band. So you could replace the band with just any... Like, I have a watch band from a watch that I really enjoyed, but I smashed the screen on it. Like, I smashed the glass on the top. So I could still use the band from that watch and then just put it on the smartwatch and it would be fine.
Yeah, and
so make sure you get a $10,000 watch so that you can smash it but keep the watch band.
Yeah.
Well, the watch, it was like... I had it when I was, like, 16 and I was an idiot. And when I was still skateboarding, I was out, like, wearing it while I was skateboarding. And that I fell and I smashed it. Like,
the only watch that I've ever wanted as a child was a calculator watch.
Oh, well, you can now have that, but it'll also do other stuff too.
Fuck that.
You can change the channel during the class video.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Exactly.
But there's no antenna, so you just get like the static, and then like the kids are all laughing because, oh, you can't watch the video on Lions.
Can't watch channel one this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't watch channel one. Yeah.
Until I get a watch that lets me fire a laser out, then I'm not interested.
It's only $200 this Asus watch, dude. You could go for it, man.
Yeah, dude, that Asus
smart
one
watch
is...
for select devices. What does that mean?
What's that?
Select devices.
$200 is like a down payment on a new MacBook.
Not really.
Yeah. Fuck you.
That's a down payment on a keyboard.
Yeah, you're right. It's not even a down payment.
Yeah.
That $2, $200 is your keyboard. Yeah.
Last year's technology.
Chris, $200 is almost enough to afford the fucking amazing bed sheets that I bought over the weekend. All yeah. Right?
Dude, I need bed sheets.
I bought 1,000 fucking thread count bed sheets.
Oh my God. Give me a fucking name here.
Living the high life.
Yeah, no, it's because I've had the same bed sheets for like fucking years, maybe a decade. I don't even know anymore. And, those sheets
have seen some shit.
I'm single. You know, I'm living in Vegas. I'm making decent money. I'm getting out of debt. So when I got my federal return, I was like, I got to buy something decent and I need new bed sheets. So I actually went to Bed Bath & Beyond. And
no shit.
$250, I got the set and then an additional pair of pillowcases. And it's literally like laying down on a warm, contented sigh. That's how I phrase it.
Interesting.
You know what? I'm not going to put this off any longer. I'm going to buy some bed sheets right fucking now.
I'm going to go grab the bag. I will be right back. I will tell you.
I think he's taking the sheets off of his bed.
No, seriously, because I tore through mine, and Tina's in there like, dude, you got to buy some fucking sheets. I'm like, why don't you buy some sheets? Because she's working right now. So you know, she's in the bedroom. That's where her office is.
You know, so that's why you had to use my washing machine.
Yeah, this guy.
Anyway. Hey, Kunal.
Anyway.
Kunal.
Hey, Joe.
How's your smoothie?
Can't you hear it in the background this whole time?
all I've heard is Norg trying to start a
mower. I've heard a lawnmower trying to start.
Come on! Start! Please! Now!
What's going to happen if it does start? That's why he's like laying off on it, because he doesn't want to have to mow the fucking lawn. I'm just going to chill out here and chat with these guys.
I swear, hon, it's broken. It's broken. We're going to need a new mower.
That's how Nord begs Chuck to start.
That's right.
Please start. Right. God damn it. Right. Somebody.
So I'm back. I got the name of those sheets.
Yeah, hit me, dude.
Wamsutta. Wamsutta.
So like with George Michael or a different
Wham? Well, I can guarantee you there's no facial hair involved, so it's got to be the other guy.
So this episode of the SML podcast is proudly brought to you by Wamsutta Sheets and Ready Start Mowers.
If Wamsutta wants to hire me as like a spokesperson and throw some money my way, I'll just keep pimping him. Mustin actually hit me up over the weekend too, because he was looking for new stuff. And
no shit.
I'm shameless. When I get something nice, I'm like tweeting about it. I'm like, holy fuck, great. I did something adult, you know. And people are like, really?
I bought measuring cups.
And then there's people out there who be like, really? What'd you get?
Talk shit all you fucking want, Joe, but good fucking measuring cups are important, man.
We have three sets.
Ashley has way more than three sets.
I had my friend, Christy, come visit. She's a professional cook, and the first thing we fucking did was go to a cooking store. You know, one of those where they buy the stuff from restaurants and sell. Yeah.
Ashley's got some pampered chef.
She's like, here's four things you have to have that I didn't have, and now my life is 10 times.
You didn't have measuring cups?
No, not measuring cups, but like a whisk with a little whisk inside of it, like a double ball whisk.
A double whisk.
I didn't have one of those. Yeah.
A double whisk. Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So there was some stuff that I didn't have that I was just making life hard on myself.
These Wamsutta sheets are coming, man. That's it. Done.
Yeah. At least. Because I was actually at Bed Bath & Beyond, I was looking at the 750 thread, but they didn't have a color I wanted. And as I was about to go, you know, quote unquote, settle for 500, out of the corner of my eye, I just see a bunch of zeros. And I'm like, whoa, what's that? 1,000 thread count. Fuck.
Well, I went with the 750 because they're $50 less. So,
yeah, I mean, I don't blame anybody. But like I said, I told Mustin, you just walk into the store, fondle everything, and then go online and buy it for cheaper anyway, you know?
Yeah. Got him at.
This week on Why Is This Still a Thing? 500 thread count sheets.
Yeah, 350s for peasants now.
That depends. Sometimes it feels nice, because I'm a hairy motherfucker. So like the lower thread count it's real easy to just move your leg and scratch yourself.
Motherfuckers represent. On the sheets.
I didn't realize, yeah, though, is how much cooler they are. I didn't know that there was a temperature thing difference.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Dude, the one thing
warms up.
The one thing that pisses me off more than anything is the bed that we ended up getting, where it's just so warm because it's a memory foam one.
I got another email.
I think we also lost the call. I'm not entirely sure. Okay. So I got a memory foam one. And we were
just listening to you talking for some reason.
Yeah, dude, I was just like, everybody's
people are paying attention.
Paying attention? That's
Rinald's
weird.
Being really polite and trying to wait his turn, not realizing that there are no turns.
There are no turns.
We'll never talk again on this show.
No, basically. But we got like we got a deal down at IKEA, and we ended up getting like we got a memory foam mattress and a baller fucking setup. And it was relatively cheap, but like as soon as we started like sleeping in that bed, like she got a comforter, and it was like a 5 temperature or a 6 temperature like rated.
No, comforter and memory foam is just a bad idea.
Oh my god, dude! Like you're just I sweat so much. Like
oh, I got a good email.
Fucking marinade.
To save on AC
what?
Here since it gets so hot, I put it up to like 77 degrees in the summer, so I just sleep with a sheet. Like there's
that's
no
what I'd like
comfort.
To do, yeah.
Like it's deadly otherwise.
So yeah. I just got an email from the editor of another email.
You're just getting
the
them
editor
all. No, that's
Suda.
Kunal texting like me for some reason.
Yeah, we'd like to give us Kunal? Free sheets for this.
Kunal, you're on the call. You don't have to message me.
That's how we do things in this
day and age. You're making my phone
Speaking
freak
of Kunal,
out.
It's so meta.
I was looking up videos of string libraries, and I see Kunal, of all people, made a review video of LA scoring strings like 2-3 years ago.
That's right.
And I appreciated that.
Norg, are you using a push mower right now?
You better believe it.
Joe, you got your wish.
Sweet.
So we're going to be listening to George mowing the lawn with a... With a manual push mode.
2-wheel bad boy.
Not if I can't get it to start, it will not.
Now fuck that. Just
I'm not
up.
Giving up.
Sometimes, you know, you gotta call it in, man. Yeah, it's fucking
never.
All right, it's all good, dude. It's all good.
So what is this email about,
Joe? By the time people listen to last week's episode, they'll remember me saying that I was going to write a piece about my experiences with Sony and Sony support.
Oh, no. Did you get an email back?
I just got an email from Hannah of Bleeding Cool, and she said, "Hi, Joe.
Hannah.
Just wanted to say that the piece is running tonight since Sony had over 48 hours and didn't comment."
Oh, shit.
So by the time you hear this show, check Bleeding Cool from 3 weeks ago, and you'll see the article that I wrote.
Awesome.
About Sony, how shitty they are, how shitty their products are, how shitty their support is, and how Kunal's a stupid asshole for buying a PS4.
Holy shit. Things
hey,
are
man.
Getting rough.
I said it before, I'll say it again. Sony was the best from in terms of developer relations. They were the best. They reached out to us. They were kind. They gave us dev kits for free. They were, like, awesome.
Hey, Andreas.
That's pretty cool. What's up?
Developers.
Well, I mean, I don't blame you from a developer standpoint. If they treated you better, then by all means.
Developers.
But as a regular gamer, I've just always enjoyed what Microsoft does for me.
So. Kunal, who did you try contacting at Microsoft? Did you contact their ID at Xbox team?
No.
Oh, but that's relatively new, isn't it, Joe? Like, just a year old or something?
No, it was there pretty much since the announcement of the Xbox One. And they're there to help indies get on the Xbox One. So if you didn't contact the ID at Xbox team, that's the reason why you never heard anything.
No, who did we talk to? We talked to, well, this is before Xbox One, right? I think. When did Xbox One come out?
Like a year and a half ago?
Yeah. Holidays 20.
Really?
Yeah, this would have been right around that time.
Oh my gosh.
Also, Kunal, keep in mind, shit changed drastically from the 360 to the Xbox One.
Yeah.
Now Microsoft doesn't pretend that you're a little piece of shit like they kind of did with the 360.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are going out of their way to get indies falling on behind. Board.
We're seeing this generationally. One console just gives better customer service, and then next generation another console will do that, while the last console goes full retard or asshole.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
or both.
And I got to be. Even to that point though, like we didn't reach out to Sony at all.
Hey, guess what? Sony didn't reach out to me at all.
No, they reached out to you.
They reached out to him and just immediately bent you over.
Pretty much.
All you could see was one middle finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm standing outside Sony's offices.
That is crappy service.
Think about it. I mean, Sony, PlayStation 2, Sony just kicked everyone's ass. And then I really think the Wii was one of the most fun, best, friendliest, experiences.
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, customer service-wise, Nintendo's the shit.
Yeah.
Like... Nintendo is the shit.
Yeah, they are.
Speaking of Nintendo, who wants to help me get one of those Majora's Mask 3DSs?
Good luck.
They don't exist anymore, essentially.
Well, sure they do.
They do if you're like
in the back room of the Nintendo store.
If you happen to refresh GameStop like within a 15-minute period, you're set.
The funny thing is, Josh...
Did you see the Ultimate Bundle that's released?
Yeah, I saw. I never ever saw it in stock, but I saw the bundle where it has like the system, the special edition of the game.
Oh my god!
15 minutes.
Fucking bullshitting you.
I know.
I can buy one for $415 right now.
I think that's around what Josh paid.
You make a friend at the Nintendo store in Manhattan. You go there after it's closed. You open the fucking back. And there's a stack of like 1,000 of them just chilling out there till they wait for the fucking market to get.
How close are you to the Nintendo World Store?
Me? I don't know. Half an hour.
Fuck. I should get you
subway
to
ride.
Go Amiibo.
I'm not going to do it
for me. No, not the system, just Amiibos.
There are no fucking Amiibos there. There's like Mario and Donkey Kong. Thousands of them and nothing else.
Yeah, that's the stores around here. It's Mario and Peach.
Yeah,
I just want my King Dedede.
I know somewhere that's going to have a King Dedede.
Those are the only two that like people want because you can't fucking find them.
The Best Buy in State College has one on the way to it.
So just order it, and then I'll just pay you.
You can't order it. Yeah, it's
well, then don't tell me that.
Hey, you wanted to find it.
Getting serious over here.
I stopped at Best Buy today.
I was happy to get two Lincoln keys.
I got Toon Link. I didn't get my King Dedede.
Yeah, I went to Best Buy today to pick up Devil May Cry because this is 3 weeks ago, kids. And I asked them because Codename Steam comes out this Friday or three Fridays ago.
Right.
If you're listening to this. And I figure with a new Nintendo game coming out, maybe Ike will have a shipment going out since he's
in the
compatible
game.
With the game. I mean, I know Lucina and, what's the other one? Robin. Those aren't out yet, and Marth is coming out in April. Maybe Ike, they'll have some Ikes on the way. The guy went into the system. State College has one Ike in transit. And I'm like, well, what about this one and this one and this one? And State College has one DDD, and that's it. I asked about Meta Knight, and they're like, we're under the impression that it was a one-and-done situation with Meta Knight.
Jesus. Ugh.
And
see, all the money I'm saving on not buying Amiibos or having a Wii, I'm looking at spending $250 on a Halo 5 limited edition.
Are you a Gamer Club member with Best Buy?
No, but I could be because I have 8 months before the game comes out.
Well, the Gamer Club thing with Best Buy is $30 for 2 years, and you get 20% off all your new game purchases, which means Halo, instead of being $250, you save $50.
Well, $50, yeah. I will look into
that. Or wait a year to get $2.50.
I only buy one special edition a year, and I am a huge Halo guy. I really am.
But unlike Joe, I only buy one special edition a year.
I like a game, I wait until it's $1.48 on Steam, and that is how I buy games these days. I don't give a shit. I mean, there's a PS4 and an Xbox One here and a whole bunch of shit. No fucking games for those things. I don't have any desire to play anything that's not on either Super Nintendo or a PC.
Nice.
You should play Diablo 3 on the Xbox One.
You should.
Actually. I don't have that kind of patience anymore to sit in front of a screen on a couch. What the fuck's a couch? I haven't sat on a couch in so long.
Dude, couches are amazing.
When I go to like
Prozac's couches.
House. Yeah, like you sit down, you're like, holy shit, why don't I have a couch anymore? And you pass out because you're not used to that level of comfort.
Dude, and that's...
See, because I sit on an office chair 19 hours a day. It's terrible.
Right. See, and that's the thing.
That's bad for you,
The
too,
main
man.
Thing, like... As soon as Jordan and I actually like get on our feet as far as like financial situation, the
as far as
what
you said, as far as
as soon as we get more financially stable, the first thing that we're actually looking into is actually getting a couch, like a legitimate couch, and then we're gonna rearrange this.
Turn
entire...
into a normal person, though. And like have your Netflix app and sit there and watch things. I'm gonna watch The Walking Dead. You guys wanna watch it with me? And you sit there and you fucking like on your comfortable couch with a bowl of popcorn.
Yeah.
How do you live like a human being?
Do you want to know why?
Pretty easily, actually.
I'm gonna tell you how you do that. You don't watch shows like fucking stupid zombie soap opera. You watch like
fuck you.
You watch like Peaky Blinders or like Marco Polo,
right,
like
but,
crazy good
but
awesome
the point
fucking
is, people like me, I can't understand how you go from one form of life to a drastically different form
slowly.
Of life.
You do it slowly.
Like, if I have the time to watch, you know, 800 episodes of a show or something, like that's time wasted when I could have been being, you know, self-deprecating asshole trying to write bad music and screaming at RAM and hard drive speeds and God knows whatever else. Like, you know, like that feels good to me, you know? Like, how do I convert from being an asshole to being a normal, actual human being?
Well, but
like,
for you, your work is done where you are right now, right?
Yeah.
See, I have to go to work, and then when I come home, I want to be not, you know? I don't want to... So. For me, I mean, I actually bought a folding plastic picnic table for D&D when people come over, and I've just never taken the fucker down. So I've got my laptop on this folding picnic table with plenty of room, and then my TV on the other side of the room, so I can sit here and do homework or surf the web and just have something on.
It's pretty fresh.
But, you know, I canceled my Hulu, though, because I'm with you. I realized I don't give a fuck all about TV shows. But I am a movie guy, so I kept Netflix so I can put a movie on.
Well, I've got Netflix too. I think everybody can afford $8 a month for fucking Netflix.
Yeah. Well, I realized
something.
Yeah, and, but I realized with Hulu, I was basically paying $10 a month, so $120 a year
to watch commercials.
Hell's Kitchen. Well, no, to watch Gordon Ramsay shows. That was all I ever watched was Hell's
Which
Kitchen.
Which, if you wait 6 months, it's going to be on Netflix anyway. You can watch that with it.
Or I've got the internet.
Yeah.
You got fucking just load up the old uTorrent and
I've got Crunchyroll and all this other shit, so I'm like, why do I need Hulu?
Crunchyroll is the best, man.
I'm getting into it.
I'm very happy because I get the free Crunchyroll because of Tina's work, so she gets all kinds of shit for free, so I've got games and anime that I don't have to pay for.
Sweet. What does Tina do?
She's a writer. Well, right now she's working as an editor for manga publishers, but she usually does like copy editing and all kinds of stupid shit. But she gets tons of swag, as we call it, from game developers. And
I'm still waiting for my first swag. That's when I know that I finally made something of myself.
Just get a box of games at the house. Like, hey, you want some Nintendo points? I've got like 500 of them. I'm like, okay, I'll just load up my 3DS with thing and not play it. Yeah, sweet.
That's awesome.
That's all right. That's we never leave the house, though. That's what kind of sucks. Like, we're always here. She's in her room doing her work, and I'm in my room being mad that I can't do mine.
That's the one thing I found is, yeah, you got to just at least once a week plan something outside. Like,
yeah, fuck that.
Or at least like plan something your grass. Outside of your house.
Like cutting your grass with the lawnmower that won't start.
How's that going, George?
Cutting your grass with a pair of scissors because your lawnmower broke.
That's right. Okay, I'll do it. George.
Yeah.
Help me buy a plane ticket. I will come and mow your lawn right now.
Right. If I buy you a plane
Let's
ticket.
Let's get on Travelocity.
Don't make an offer that you can't live up to.
You know what? I am very tempted to follow through with that offer.
I have to
buy more solid state hard drives so 800 terabytes of string sounds can load quicker.
So true.
This guy knows what's up.
Oh my lord.
Berlin strings, man, that's the shit.
I've got a 4-year-old laptop that just needs to not explode before I get my degree. Like that's the only thing. I got 4 classes left. Don't explode.
I think my internet's dying, fellas. Love.
What?
Yeah, definitely. Hold on. Let me try and reconnect to fucking...
Well, if you disappear... Because
it's 1997, and I need to call my fucking modem again and reconnect. So let me see if I can get a better connection on this.
Nice.
Yuck.
Let me change. So, it'll come back.
Joe, anyway. What are you playing?
I've been playing a shitload of Diablo.
Shock.
I hit Paragon 212. With you just before I came up here.
You're welcome.
And I plan on playing Ori and the Blind Forest tonight or 3 weeks ago.
How is it?
Oh, it was great. I loved it. I'm going to love it.
Yeah, is it your game of the year?
Probably. I'll let you know tomorrow.
Okay. Pappy, what have you been playing?
With my dick, mostly.
Nice.
I don't like that game. Bad reviews.
Too short.
It's a little
too short.
A little crooked.
Is it two player? Because I'll play it with you.
It's a multiplayer game, but it's one at a time though. You can't all play at the same time.
It's what? It's pass and play.
I've been between homework and movies. I've played some Diablo, and that's like it.
I'm so proud of you guys.
And I'm like the little brother of Diablo. Like I keep trying to catch up to you guys and be cool like you, but I just can't quite achieve it.
I'm so proud of you guys. You have no idea.
There's a lot of love happening right here.
There is.
Hopefully that'll translate to the activation page. All right, Windows.
So Snappleman, what are you playing? As your computer hates you?
Nothing. I haven't been playing games for months. I've been busy with a whole bunch of bullshit. Actually, I've been playing Fallout again. A lot of Fallout.
Which one, New Vegas? Or
yeah.
Dude, I put probably over 100 hours into that one.
I've started maybe like 40 games, and every time it's the same. Like, I'm not going to kill people and be an asshole this time. And like 5 minutes in, I'm blowing everybody's head off.
That's I'm every very game proud. Of Fallout.
My favorite character I made was Comanche Jesus. I specifically made her just a punch, like, so she would just sneak up behind people and then uppercut them until they die.
Yeah. I love that. And the fucking
just pop a grenade in their pocket.
Unarmed is the best.
Yeah,
and sneaking. Yeah,
yeah. You throw unarmed and still. Yeah. So Apache Jesus was like the terror of the wasteland, and like uppercutting everything. It was great.
I've never been able to make multiple characters in a Fallout.
Fallout.
I've never
Dragon
been able
Age
to make it through Fallout.
Games. Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah. I've never been able to play any of those games without being an asshole like 10 minutes in. And
I actually beat it the first time. Every time I get a new Fallout game, I play good the first time, and then I never play good again.
See, I can only play three once.
Adventures are legendary.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's because you know it's like. I play these games until I see the first bug, and then I'm like, okay, it's over. Like, it's supposed to be an immersive experience, like, oh, yeah, you know, like you're in this world, and, you know, and you have to survive and do this and that. And it's like, it's sold to me as a realistic, immersive experience. So the very first bug I see, like, kills it. And it's like, okay, now I'm going to assassinate all the children in this town at night for, like, every bad thing that each villager says to me. So it's like, so what are you doing here? I'm going to kill your kid later tonight, asshole. You know?
Wait. So you just play the game, and then you see a rad scorpion, like, stuck in a rock, and you just shrug your shoulders, like, well, fuck it, everyone has to die now.
Everyone has to die, that's it. That's not what happens in real life.
You motherfuckers are going to burn.
This. Yep.
Yeah, because I'm not attached anymore, you know? It feels bad, like, to hurt people, right? Like, I don't want to hurt anybody. But when you realize that, yeah, these are just numbers, zeros and ones and bad graphics and crappy textures, okay, I can do it.
Fallout is, as much as I love the story, it is bad graphics and crappy texture.
And brown. That's the thing, though, is you download one of those mods that makes it bright and nice. Sorry,
brown phrasing. Phrasing. Well, in New Vegas's defense, 2 years living here in Vegas, that is an accurate depiction of everywhere.
Is it really that brown and brown? And
yeah. If it's not a building, it's
is it that
it's
brown?
Depressing.
Yeah. I swear to God, if you go, well, we are next to Mexico.
I'm like 4 hours away. I got to get to Arizona first.
Oh God! That's so, Kunal, what are you playing?
Playing Far Cry 4 and Final Fantasy 6.
Nice.
See, the Super Nintendo and the PC, that's all you need. Unless he's playing on PS4.
I'm playing on PS4.
You son of a bitch, Kunal. You piece of shit.
Get out of here. I'm fucking out of this
you
call.
You goddamn motherfucker. You traitorous bastard.
Jeez.
Yeah, seriously.
I thought we were friends.
Yeah, I don't even really like. I got to be honest. I don't even really like the game, but I've been to the Himalayas and it looks like the Himalayas, and I'm just like, every time I play it, I'm like, holy shit, this is actually what it's like.
See, there's Kunal like one upping me. I'm like, yeah, I've been to Vegas. New Vegas isn't really a dystopian wasteland like this city, and Kunal's like, oh, I've been to the Himalayas.
Yeah, you know, when I took that 8-month trip to Mars and back, you know.
Turns out that John Carpenter movie was actually
you guys
pretty accurate.
Because, you know, she's kind of... All right, this guy was more...
Turns out that Total Recall was an autobiography.
Like, Kunal's like, I've been to the Himalayas. I'm like, I've been to Baltimore.
And Norg is currently experiencing Garden Simulator 2000.
Gardening Mama.
Lawn Simulator.
Plants versus Zombies.
I think the zombies are winning.
Lawnmower Simulator.
$8,000 worth of DLC that makes the game playable. Yeah, this is really Farm Simulator. It's only $5.99 unless you want to do something. Then it's $30 per plug-in pack.
That's what cracks me up with like Truck Simulator and Farm Simulator and stuff. Like, do you really want to pay money to pretend to do a menial task?
I don't understand that at all. Yeah, I agree.
People love it, though.
We need Podcast Simulator.
Podcast Simulator.
Oh, wait, this is Podcast Simulator. We're not playing at all.
Podcast Simulator.
I never understood Harvest Moon either. Like, I never really played it, to be honest. But what was the draw about that?
Harvest Moon was really fun, though. Like, the first time that you play it. Just because it's got that charm to it, you know? It's got a little bit of...
That's the important thing.
That's
kind of
how I felt about Animal Crossing. I was like, I don't think I understand this. Yeah. And then I got it and I played it and I was like, dude, I totally understand this now.
Yeah, my brother and his roommates, my brother and his roommates had printed out a list of everything in that game, and their goal was to, between the three of them, play almost 24/7 until they got everything in the game.
I don't know.
And then
then they realized they were all in their early 20s and that there was alcohol around and girls. Yeah. So
what are those?
Yep.
They made it disturbingly far. I think they got like 80-85% of all the items. And then they realized, you know, they had that what am I doing with my life moment.
It's kind of sad.
I have that moment every single day.
I do too.
Waste.
Air 5.
What a waste of 34 years.
Then you play Skate 3 and you feel better?
Sometimes. Right. Then I realized there's going to be a Rock Band 4 and then I feel better.
Yay, Rock Band 4.
And Kunal just won't enjoy it because he keeps trying to play the real song.
Yeah. That's what it's like being a musician.
Dude, that's exactly what it's like.
You suck at it.
Yeah, I think that is really funny, though. Like, here's a game where anyone can play except actual musicians. Yeah.
Can I tell you how demeaning that is?
That's right.
It's so crazy. I hate it so much.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's how the lead singer in the band gets an even bigger ego because he's the only one who can kick ass at rock band.
Dude,
that's right.
Dude, yep. The funny, I know I've told the story
because
before.
Because the singer needs a bigger ego.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
LSD, lead singer's disease.
So he can go solo sooner.
Yeah, right. I know I told the story before, but it really is the weirdest feeling in the fucking universe. The band that I played for 3-4 years had three of our songs put on Rock Band. I played the drums to the songs that I was in the band for and wasn't even in the top like 30 players for the high score. Like,
nice.
I don't get it. Like, like I don't understand.
Yeah. They got a little closer with Rocksmith, where you actually play on a real instrument. Yeah.
Which yeah, Rocksmith is fun. Actually really Dude. Enjoyable.
Yeah.
Joe, you still doing it?
Spectacular.
When I can.
On the bass, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave him a bass.
One more time for the bass.
Yeah, so dude. Joe will be on stage. Joe will be on stage MAGFest 2017.
And Chris won't.
And I won't, and I'll be furious.
You'll be like, dude, I can't play drums for you. I'll be like, Kunal's here.
Actually, Joe has been on stage quite a few times at MAGFest.
May yes, I have.
Yeah, that's true.
I meant with an instrument. Other than
when he was,
right. He's been on the stage with an instrument.
Yeah, dude, I fucking rock.
I think that bacon and hot dogs count as instruments, right?
Well, it did appease the masses.
Yeah, it didn't appease me. I didn't get any of it. Fucking jerk.
It's fine. The only reason I got some is because I was cooking it, so I made sure that I put a little bit aside.
Yeah, well, I spent the time carrying it there, making sure that it was mic'd up right. And
we appreciate it.
Why didn't you get it?
Why didn't you just come out and be like, hey, Rappy, give me some fucking bacon. Hey, and I'd have been like, here you go.
Hey, man, how are you micing, that bacon? Well, I was thinking I was going to use a 57 off-axis because I don't want the phasing to be an issue.
That was George's idea. That was a brilliant move to wrap it in foil. So that was a really good idea.
That was a sure Beta 58, and it still smells like bacon.
Now it smells like piss and balls because bacon. It doesn't age well. The smell of bacon.
No, it doesn't.
George, you should bring that to the next MAGFest so we can smell it.
It's been like 10 years now since then.
Smell my microphone.
Smell my bacon microphone.
Smell my mic.
Smell the gloves.
Let me roll the cap back. The windscreen.
Dude, it's as much as I do love MAGFest and I plan on being there again next year, there was a certain amount of charm when there were only like 2,000 people there.
Yeah, totally.
There was a certain amount of charm when there were only 500 people.
Well, yeah.
That was really good.
Again, you can ask Joe. I didn't start going when he wanted me to because I hate him. I started going when I was dating a member of the MAGFest board. So that I didn't go until 6. So there were already like 1,300 people there.
Yeah. 5 was the last one that had smaller.
I didn't go until I was practically dating someone that was in the MAGFest scene too, which is Joe.
MAGFest is as much fun as you make it. I mean, as huge as it is, you just stick with the people that you know, and it's a great time.
Well, you still want to go out a little bit and hit up some people that you recognize or barely know, just so you can maybe meet cool people for next year.
Right.
You walk around and you hate everybody who does that fucking roar.
Or you sit at a merch table like I do for like 3 days straight.
Wasting your 3 days straight. Like I said, this year it felt smaller because it got so big.
It did. And it actually was really nice. Yep.
Like you were forced to like hang out in small groups and do it old style, because it's not possible to like walk the floor and see anything or everything. You know what I mean?
Well, I plan on being host again next year, so I've already pre-booked a big ass room. So
a big ass.
It'll
room.
Be BYOB.
All right.
Bring your own.
I'm rage quitting on the lawnmower.
Really? Yeah, it's only been an hour and a half, George.
Yeah. Even
you fucking quitter.
You tried.
Well, since you're quitting on the lawnmower, why don't you tell us what you've been playing?
Let's see. I have been playing.
Start the lawnmower.
There have actually been releases of several Dragon Quest games on the iPad, and I've been playing those like 4 and 5 and 8.
I may have to look into that because Jordan actually likes those
games. I've been playing Gauntlet on Steam.
How is the new one?
Gauntlet on Steam is a surprising amount of fun.
Yeah.
The multiplayer aspect of it is fantastic.
I may have to look into it.
I highly recommend it.
I keep telling myself that I'm going to try and pick it up, but I keep forgetting. There's too many
games. It's definitely worth it. It's a lot of fun. They even use some of the older sound effects and modernize them, and the game just talks complete shit at you when you shoot the food or whatever.
I keep forgetting
to pick up the gauntlet too. I could have eaten that.
That's awesome.
Hello.
Hi, welcome back.
Yeah, it was a funny man now.
Wah wah.
I have been playing Diablo. Surprise, surprise. What the hell else was I was playing something else. What the hell was I playing? I've been playing more board games actually, more than anything. We started playing Munchkin again. Played some more Catan.
What's up?
Hey, welcome back.
Thanks.
Thanks.
What's going on? No one even noticed you were gone.
What's going on in here?
People. Because I got EA access, I started playing some stuff from that. Some more. So I've been playing more Battlefield, and Battlefield's fun.
Battlefield.
I really want to pick up that Ollie Ollie game. It looks fun.
It's cool.
How much is it?
I think it might still be on sale for $8.
That's
like $8.49.
I'll have to look. I'll have to find out.
Normal is $10.
I'm gonna
I spent $40 on a fucking program for stats class. That's my video game entry.
And then the only other game that I'm actually really, really interested in is that Zombie Army Trilogy.
Yeah.
I want to that looks like a lot of fun, and I actually kind of want to pick that up. But the price seems a little steep to me.
$40.
Yeah, like I feel like
are they like small games or
no? It basically looks like kind of like if you were to mix, like Left 4 Dead with the like Call of Duty Zombies
with the it's from the guys who made the Sniper games.
Sniper Elite 3.
Yeah.
I never played those.
So
I'm not the guy in DC. He shot a bunch of people.
No, I'm not.
Oh!
No, I.
What the fuck happened to that guy? Remember, it was a whole big story about like who this guy could possibly be, and then he turned out to be a black dude, and they dropped the story immediately.
Didn't the kid? Like, the kid got tried. Didn't he get death?
Maybe.
No, life in prison.
Life in prison?
Was it?
Yeah. That's so bad.
You know, you get fed every day. You can masturbate anytime you want.
Right.
And you get an audience, too, if you're into that.
Yeah. I'm not down.
Yeah, no, I won't play any game that specifically makes me be a sniper because I am just terrible.
I like sniping. It's fun.
I am all about sniping.
That Zombie Army game is 20% off the first week, I think. Until
something
Friday.
Like that. It looks like it's like $40 now. Yeah. But that's the thing. I feel like it's one of those games where like maybe I'd pick it up for like $20 or $25, but I don't know if it's worth it at $40 for me. Maybe I have to like watch it a little bit more and see if it's something that I
once you get a couch, then you want to get the game.
Well, it's definitely like this is one of those games that you're going to want more people to play with.
Yeah, it has four person co-op for the campaign,
right? And that's where I'm kind of interested in it. Where if like let's say like if you I'm sure you're gonna pick it up at some point.
I already have.
You already have it.
If Joe gets it and it's online co-op, that means I'll pick it up and then never play with you guys.
Yeah,
it's a long standing tradition.
Well, Pappy, grab it now before it goes up in price.
I don't want to.
I don't want to. But yeah, so that's really the only things that are on my radar right now. Maybe I got to see what finances are like, but maybe Mario Party. Maybe obviously I really want to get the Handsome Jack collection. Like that's and then yeah. Mortal Kombat. So those are the things that are on my radar right now. But
I'm trying to decide if I want to go digital or physical with Handsome Jack collection.
I might go digital.
I'm considering that, but I'll save $12 getting it from Best Buy.
And God, we lost an order.
I think I'm gonna want to go digital with it. Dude, the funny thing is like my collection now is primarily digital.
You're dreaming digital?
Yeah,
it's mostly digital now. So I kind of want to stick with that. I think because then if it ever gets to the point where like I think my thing is like I like physical copies and the fact that like I can trade them in and stuff like that. But if it's a game that I know I want this game and I want to keep it, I kind of want to just go digital just so I have it. I can just boot it up whenever. Like,
I'll be honest, it's the opposite for me with digital. There's less guilt if I decide that I'm done with it and I delete it.
Oh my god.
Stock sound effects again. Sound ideas.
With the disc, when I'm done with a game, I gotta like get rid of it. I have to take it somewhere. I have to trade it in or sell it. With a digital game, if I'm done with it, I just delete it and it's out of sight, out of mind.
See, but you know what though? The funny thing is like let's take. I have a physical copy of Sunset Overdrive. Now, Sunset Overdrive, I bought the season pass for it. And I have full intentions of making sure that I get my money's worth out of that game, but I have a physical copy of it. Doesn't mean I don't want to go digital eventually, but I think ultimately, once I'm in a position where it doesn't matter if I get physical or digital, I'll probably go straight digital for all the stuff that I really want to keep. And Borderlands Handsome Jack Collection is absolutely one of those games that I'm going to want to keep.
I think me going digital or physical comes down to when our internet is turned back on.
It's weird looking at those 80s videos and wondering how they look now.
That's true.
Because it comes out on the 24th, and we're not supposed to have internet back until possibly the 24th. And if I'm buying it digital, I would want to preload it so that I don't have to wait another 2 days for the fucking thing to download.
Yeah, but still, I mean, if you're going to...
You know, together, it's like 35 gig for the two games.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. The way that I look at it is, I'm not necessarily... Like, if I have to wait a little bit to get it, I'm okay with that, mainly just because, like, technically, I've played through 2 and pre-sequel already, so it's not like I don't know what happens. So, that's a little different. Like, if it was something like Mortal Kombat X, I want to play day one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think the important thing is that Kunal buys an Xbox One Diablo.
It's not like he has time to play with us anyway. Yeah. He's Kunal.
I know.
He will pencil you in for alternate Thursdays at 7:30 and 7:42 a.m.
Kunal needs to get his shit together.
Like 30 levels higher than me.
Yeah. Well, don't worry about that. If you actually did want to play for serious, Chris would
I would power level you in about an hour.
No joke. He just had my character follow him around, and I went from like 35 to 50 in 15, 20 minutes.
Now it's to the point where I've power leveled myself from 1 to 70 in 2 hours.
Power level yourself. I'm
sweet.
Down.
I hope to power level myself tonight when the podcast ends, but...
Hey, Chris, I'll take you up on that someday.
Getting
power fisted or whatever he just said. I'm down. Dude, I'm fucking watching Olivia Newton-John here beating the shit out of a fat dude. I'm all right.
That's actually a TMZ video.
Oh my god. This is the end of the career.
Sounds like a Mortal Kombat X fatality.
Like a room full of Snapple men just trying to fucking exercise. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. A room full of them.
But the sign said Olivia Newton-John was hosting, so you're like, fuck it, let's give it a try.
1981, holy shit.
Yeah. That's
Geffen Records. I love Geffen Records, dude. Every
Geffen!
Like in the mid to late 80s, it was all Geffen all the time.
Wasn't Madonna on Geffen, too?
I think Madonna and fucking Bobby Brown was on it.
They were all riding that Geffen dick.
Super Jews, man. What's popular?
Is that like,
speaking
is that
of
like, an Orthodox cut?
That's right.
Speaking of Super Jews, Mein Kampf becomes public domain next year.
So, that's cool. We can tell Jake.
So
I was
of
really
course,
like wondering where the hell you were going with it.
Yeah, I know. So how many of you?
Hitler or Jake Kaufman? Those are the two.
So how many?
Speaking of Super Jews,
how many of you are going to be excited for the movie adaptation, which is inevitably going to happen?
God damn it!
I'm waiting for the the sexy doctor's porno Mein Kampf.
Yeah.
Mein Kampf.
Mein Kampf.
Oh. You can't do Mein Cock anymore. Actually, yes, we can, because it was mine penis. That was the old that was the old gag.
Mein penis.
Mein penis. Mein penis. Nothing will ever come between us.
Well, I think we just wasted an hour and a half accomplishing absolutely nothing.
Yep.
Yeah.
What so. Supposed to talk about?
Video actually, games, this and is we the didn't. Format.
Yeah.
No, it's actually every show that we've done that we consider better than the average is when we do this, where we just get cool guests on and then just fucking
bullshit.
Talk.
But we usually still bullshit about video game related stuff.
And this time we just didn't.
This time it was just like sheets and lawnmowers and
records
store day.
And Olivia Newton-John.
Yep.
Well, we kind of got things done because I really needed to get those fucking sheets. So I'm pretty happy right now.
Yeah, right.
And let me know if they work out for you too, man.
I'm sure that they will.
Put it on my resume.
Yeah.
That's super cool. I'm changing my name to Sheetmaster. Sheetmaster Pappy.
Kunal made a smoothie.
Master Sheets.
Sheet.
Yeah, I got to be careful, though, with what kind of color sheets I wear, since I'm very Caucasian.
Master Sheets.
Yeah. Be careful with it. Can't be sleeping.
Hi, guys. We got to step off.
No white pens.
What's that, George? Are you leaving us?
Yeah.
All right, George. We'll see you, man.
Well, thanks for being on, man.
Thanks for starting your lawnmower for an hour and a half.
Yeah. Thank you.
Jeez. Right. He has actually become the lawnmower man.
I thought stormtroopers are attacking or something.
Yeah, no, he's not offline. He is now part of the internet.
Yeah. He's interfaced. Like,
he is 1993 3D technology.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Where you can do anything on the net.
On the net.
On the net.
Apostrophe net.
So, get I guess, on the net. Should we wrap this up?
Yeah, I want to play some games.
I want to eat dinner. So.
Yeah.
I got to drive an hour home.
It's true.
The old lady about the sheets I just bought.
And I got to harass Kunal to come up next week so he could talk to Mike Micah.
Oh, Andreas, you should email us about the status of, like, after post-sheet discussion, just how it went.
You know what?
Email all of us at the show.
Completely about it, unless somebody like Joe Cam asks me about it, like, in a month. Like, what's up with those sheets? Right. I'll be like, dude, those sheets are fucking sweet.
Joe, when you do a new podcast after the break, make sure you have him on to talk about the sheets.
Let's talk about the sheets.
Put him on the sheets.
You gotta wait a little longer because, you know, that's about the time when I'll get, like, mayonnaise on him. And he'll get really angry at me. And then I'll have, like, to wait another week until they're cool again.
In the our E3 reunion episode.
Yeah, we could try and figure that out.
We'll get you to email in about your sheets.
Yes, absolutely. You can count on that.
Excited.
Gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so any final words from our two wonderful guests who are not the lawnmower man?
Rest in peace. Yes, because we are officially... What music should I do? I was thinking of doing some Tiberian Sons.
Absolutely. That album was fucking fire. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Go for it.
That album was absolutely fucking incredible.
Since we'll never have Tony on the show.
It's true.
Just you get Tony on the show, you just get me to ask him. He'd be like, all right, I'll do it.
Well, we're ending next week.
Next week's the last one.
You should have thought about this sooner, man.
Well, I did. He said he couldn't do Tuesdays, so.
Oh, fuck that kid. I could get him to do Tuesday.
Fuck it. Call him right now.
I just didn't realize you had this kind of pull, you know.
I've got pull when it comes to Tony. More ways than one.
He's so good.
Tony? He is so good.
I want to play in one of his bands really bad.
It was amazing playing with him. He was ridiculous.
I want to play music with him really bad.
Yeah,
I'm never going to play any music with him. He asked me to be in his band when he first started. I was like, Tony, I can't keep up with you. Fuck that. I just told him no right off the bat. I'm gonna sit there and look like a chump next to this handsome young kid. Just
like a chump. I'm not down with that. Like a chump. Hey. Like a chump. Hey.
No, that's two.
That's what I should have said.
All right. Kunal, any final words, final thoughts?
Phrasing. That's it.
I'm down. That's very important to me, so I'm down.
Thank all right. You, so for episode 109, April 31st, possibly May. Who knows at this point?
April 1st.
It's. Yeah. I guess we'll see you next week with our final episode. I'd say our finally weekly episode, but we're missing three in a row because of fucking Service Electric.
Yeah. Oh, is that why last happened?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's
it
why
happened. It's just.
That's why
no. Joe, just go to a fucking Starbucks and abuse the shit out of their free internet.
There actually is there one in Danville?
Conversations.
I honestly don't think there's anywhere that
McDonald's
has.
McDonald's has.
I would have to go
Wi-Fi
to
now.
Sealand's Grove. But the thing is, that shit's all like everything is done on my PC. So
can you port it over to your iPad?
Not really.
Ugh.
Plus, I have to upload the YouTube video. I have to write everything, get that all posted.
I want you to be that guy. I want you to be that guy and take your PC into the corner booth at Starbucks.
That'd be great, God. Man. I'll just have a water and a bagel.
Could you put a squirt of lemon in that for me? Yeah, I appreciate
cool.
it.
Cool. I just have
extra for lemon. Fuck this.
I have a lot of work to do. I just really got to get on that. And then you show up at like 10 a.m. and then don't leave until like 9.
Like, all right.
If you put a tablecloth down over the table, they can't see you masturbating.
Yeah.
Just give you a word of advice there.
It's a pretty handsome tip.
So to sum this episode up,
I knew he was going to chime in. I just knew it.
Oh, what do you expect?
this coming from the guy that had any time that you were mixing at MAGFest, you'd have like the laptop porn. Running with porn under the desk.
I did not start that. That was not my laptop. That was George's laptop, and he's going to try to make it seem like it was me. That was George.
That was George.
That was George. don't even start with this.
But I'm gonna kill the call and go eat dinner.
So to sum everything up, George can't start a lawnmower, but he could get porn running on a laptop at MAGFest.
And he can record bacon.
Egyptian sheets are going to be owned by two of the five people presently on this call.
You're damn right.
And
enjoy thoroughly.
And Kunal is still a traitorous son of a bitch. So good night.
Now! Ah!